All right, some more on that matchup a little bit later on. Right now, we are talking college football. We are joined by a national college football writer for CBSSports.com. He is a very good friend of this program. He is Dennis Dodd. Dennis, good to have you. How are you?
Tim, I am great. We'll have to have a meet and greet at the game. I'm covering the AFC Championship game, so look forward to it.
Oh, I love that. That's great news. All right, Dennis Dodd joining us. All right, Dennis, before the game last night, you had five keys for Clemson to win the national title. The first key was Clemson D coordinator Brent Venables scheming up something special to confuse and limit Joe Burrow. Knowing that, what did you think of how Clemson's defense started that game?
You know, it's exactly how it played out. I'm not going to toot my own horn, but Brent Venables, who's a genius and probably the best play-calling defensive coordinator in the country, came out in a three-man set, three-down line, then sometimes two, and just brought blitzes and rushes from everywhere, zombie blitzes, dropping eight, dropping nine, rushing six, rushing seven. And there was a moment after the game where Joe Burrow said, I still haven't figured out where the blitzes were coming from. And that's exactly what happened. Until the second quarter, they kind of figured it out. The Clemson was up 17-7. And one of the biggest, I guess, offensive blitzes I've seen this season. Three scoring drives totaling 15 plays, 232 yards, in a total, Jim, of 5 minutes and 8 seconds. And you look up and it's 28-17. That's a microcosm of what LSU was this year.
Dennis Dodd joining us. Listen, you've covered this sport, college football, for a long, long time. You've seen a lot of great players. What were you thinking as you watched Burrow put up those numbers that you just referenced against a really good Clemson defense last night?
Just that you have to see him live to appreciate him. I kept saying this throughout the season. Until I saw him live at Alabama in that game, you can't appreciate the moxie, the accuracy, the arm strength, the leadership, the running ability, which was huge. 521 total yards last night. Think about this progression in the BCS era. The total offense record in the championship game has progressed from Vince Young to Deshaun Watson to Joe Burrow to last night. Five touchdown passes to set the modern record, well, not the modern record, the all-time record, 60 in a season. One of my favorite stats from last night, he averaged one touchdown pass per quarter this season. 15 games, four quarters, that's 60.
I mean, Dennis, it's one thing to call it a historic season. It's that. But the numbers themselves, it's almost impossible to even wrap your head around these numbers. How do you explain the fact that he was able to do it, not just last night, but over the course of the season against every kind of defense imaginable and every defense he faced?
I think it's generational. I can't explain. You have to talk about Ed Orgeron deciding on his own, we have to get more progressive in the offense and go to the spread RPO thing. Identifying Joe Brady, the 29-year-old offensive assistant, not even a position coach, who told me on media day he did everything in the office, including cut up film, and all of a sudden he's a play caller, at least a passing game coordinator and receivers coach at LSU. He installed the offense, had a profound effect. And then you get this transfer quarterback who was a five-star coming out of high school. I think it's from 39 career passes or something like that in Ohio State. And he absolutely lights it up with what we now have to consider is, you know, best season, best player, you know, best offense. This guy might be the best player, best single season of all time in college football.
I don't think there's any doubt. Dennis Dodd is joining us now. Now, Dennis, it wasn't just Burrow. LSU's defense did a really good job of making life tough on Trevor Lawrence. And as the game wore on, it got worse. What did you make of Lawrence's performance overall?
I thought it was, like you just said, I think it wore on him. That LSU defense with Grant Delpit, those rushers up front, Derek Stingley, who was a magnificent freshman, at corner this year, as it became obvious that he had to pass. And he was off. I mean, it really looks strange to see Trevor Lawrence 18 out of 37, below 50%. But that's what it was. And he was, you know, after the game, here's a guy who hasn't lost since high school, 25-0 as a starter, 29 wins in a row for Clemson. He was crestfallen. I mean, I guess he should be, but it really affected him. And it's almost a shame, Jim, that with what he's accomplished, he has this quote-unquote burden of having to come back and play college football for another year when it's clear he could succeed in the NFL at a high level right now.
We were talking to Dennis Dodd. Now, there's no doubt. I mean, he was crestfallen, and it's going to be pretty curious. Look, the guy's coming back. The guy is definitely going to come back. I don't think that's a big mark against. And when I say coming back, Dennis, I mean, he's going to be fine. He's still a great, great talent. He ran to a really good defense. Now, we're talking about an LSU team, Dennis, that lost to Troy 2 years ago, and now they're the national champs. Now, that was a good Troy team, but at the same time, if I had told you after they lost to Troy 2 years ago that they'd win a national championship, what would you have said to me?
Well, I would have said it's impossible. That's a benchmark for me because I just flew from Virginia Tech for a game on a Saturday to LSU on a Monday because I said, I've got a chronicle there. I don't know if he's going to make it through the week, talking about Orgeron. And I'm serious. That's how loud the tom-toms were rumbling in Baton Rouge at that point. And I got there for his presser on Monday at noon. And, Jim, I've been to happier funerals. You know, stiff upper lip and everything. You can't lose to Troy at home. Well, since then, you know, we've detailed what they've done, but 32-5, Ed Orgeron proved himself to be what nobody thought he was, an elite head coach. You know, great recruiter, great defensive line coach, you know, funny accent, everything else, and have a nice career. But that was another thing. You got to talk about that being one of the single season best coaching jobs in history as well last night.
Oh, no doubt. So on that point, not only did they win the national title 2 years after losing to Troy, they beat six top 10 teams, all four of the teams in the AP preseason top 25. So, Dennis, there's a temptation to become kind of the prisoner of the moment. But when you look at the teams they beat and how badly they beat them, how strong is the case for them to be regarded as the greatest team ever?
Well, I don't think there's any question right now. When you talk about 15-0, the only other team to do that in the modern era ever is Clemson, and that was last year. Jim, the only other team to win more most recently was the University of Chicago in 1899. They won 16 and beat four high school teams. So that ought to put it in perspective. LSU has beaten three top 10 teams since December 8th. The Nebraska team of 71, somebody brought that up, you know, as a comparison. The Nebraska team of 71 under Tom Osborne, I think his first year, and maybe Bob Devaney, they won three top 10 teams all season. I don't know if this has ever been done.
We were talking to Dennis Dodd for a few more moments. You know, Dennis, I hate the fact that the officiating always comes up after a big game, but the officiating came up again. Last night's crew was from the Pac-12. Given the conference's issues with officiating, it was something that was criticized even before the game, and then there were some questionable calls during the game. How did they get the assignment for last night?
Well, that's a good question. I give credit to John Wilner, who broke the story from the San Jose Mercury News yesterday afternoon. We knew the Pac-12 crew had been assigned because obviously you have to have a neutral crew. The Pac-12 isn't involved, and it was their turn. It's as simple as that to say they were involved. But the referee in that game, Chris Coit, was called out on social media 2 years ago by the Kentucky AD after he threw out their star, Benny Snell, after he laid hands on an official during that game. It's questionable whether he should have. The side judge and the field judge were part of a crew that were reprimanded for missing some calls in a Cal Washington State game this season where they mismarked the ball by 57 yards and assigned a penalty hands to the face to the wrong team. It's not a story unless it's the Pac-12 because, Jim, we know the reputation of Pac-12 officials.
Right, which is why I brought that up. Now, Dennis, before you go, you mentioned Joe Brady. You had a piece on him. He's the LSU co-offensive coordinator. You had a piece on him earlier in the week. As he said, not many people knew that he was a month or two ago or who he was a month ago. Who is Joe Brady then, and how did he get to be the hottest offensive mind in college football?
Is well thought out. From Appalachia, he speaks about fondly, but it's a depressed area. Came out of there, wanted to go to Nebraska. That's where he grew up, and that's where his dad played. They didn't recruit him at the time, and I'm not going to blame Scott Frost because at that very point they had Adrian Martinez and were set at quarterback. It was right when he came in. Ohio State didn't work out, you know, lost the Justin Fields sweepstakes, I guess you could say there. and went to LSU and just thrived and came again at the right time when they were installing the right offense. I keep saying, in the ultimate irony, he went to LSU to play in the offense he was recruited to play in at Ohio State.
That is really ironic. He is the national college football writer for CBSSports.com, but covering the AFC Championship game this weekend as well. Good friend of the program, Dennis. I will look for you in KC.
I'll look for you, Jim. Thanks so much.
Thanks for doing this, Dennis. Always good to have you on. Appreciate the insight. You know, it makes you wonder where both teams go from here. For instance, Clemson, as devastating as I'm sure that was, they do bring back a ton of talent next season and may, in fact, be the team to beat. LSU is losing 20 seniors from this team. And barring something wild, Joe Burrow should be playing for the Bengals next season. So it'll be interesting to see what they look like.